Q&A, questions and answers. Note, answers are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. End of note. Question. My life isn't very exciting, and I'm not a very good writer. Do I still need to keep a journal? Response from New Era. Yes, you still need to keep a journal. First of all, your life really is interesting. You are unique, and your experiences are different from anyone else's. You don't have to see miracles or change the world to have something worthy to record in your journal. Your thoughts and feelings are exciting enough. If it feels like you have nothing to say, look a little differently at what you're experiencing. For example, writing how you ate lunch in your favorite place outside the gym under the trees with your best friend is more interesting than simply listing the school lunch menu. Another reason to keep a journal is for your posterity, but it's not the most important one. The biggest reason to write in your journal is for you. Even if no one else ever lays eyes on your journals, it doesn't matter. In fact, assuming every word you write will be examined by generations to come might scare you into being overly careful about what you write. You may be tempted to write about a Sunday best version of you with perfect thoughts and habits. Your pages will be a lot more interesting if you write about the real you. Even if that person occasionally falls asleep in algebra class, has holy socks, and sings off-key, don't focus too much on the positive or the negative. Just be honest. Elder L. Edward Brown of the 70s said, "There's something about journal writing that causes us to meditate, to recommit, and to receive spiritual impressions in the process of such pondering. Frequently, you will have cause to rejoice at how the Lord has been sensitively involved in guiding and watching over you and those you love and care about." Ensign, December 2000, page 16. Journal writing is the perfect place to sort out your feelings, solve problems, set goals, preserve memories, and develop dreams. It's important to write about experiences now while your memories are fresh. Years down the road, you will rediscover your words and be amazed at how much you've grown and how much the Lord has blessed you. You may never be remembered for your superior writing skills, profound insight, or miraculous experiences as a teenager, but you're the only one who can describe the night you finished the Book of Mormon for the first time, or the flustered feeling you had on your first date, or the smell of fresh roses at your grandpa's funeral, or anything else in your life. If you're the only one who benefits from your efforts, that's enough. Response from readers. Writing journals is all about keeping and savoring memories. I think that you should keep a journal to help record your feelings about certain activities and landmarks in your life. It is these feelings that will help you remember these times. A journal can also be beneficial for your children and grandchildren in years to come. I also think that you benefit from journal writing as you can reflect upon and overcome things that can help you grow stronger. Anthony Nawaka, age 16, Great Barrier Island Branch, Auckland, New Zealand, Harbor Stake. The main reason for keeping a journal is to write down God's dealings with you. Never assume that you will remember spiritual experiences, feelings, events, things you were thankful for, people you admire. Make sure you write your testimony. If you can't stand to write, make a habit out of taking a camera wherever you go. Hillary Eldridge, 17, Woodinville, 3rd Ward, Bothell, Washington, Stake. It is important for us to keep a journal no matter what. The prophet has asked us to keep one. I find that spiritual events are more meaningful and exciting than anything else that might happen in a day. One day when you have forgotten your past, you can read back in your journal and experience that same spirit that you felt when it was taking place. Brian Jensen, 18, Bothell 2nd Ward, Bothell, Washington Stake. I feel that no matter what your writing capability may be, and even though your life may not be too exciting, it's important to keep a journal. A journal helps in your spiritual growth and your personal development, and I find that when you read through past journal entries and experiences, you are able to learn from these and become a better person. Nadia Webster, 18, Doral Ward, Sydney, Australia, Greenwich Stake. If our lives are not exciting, we should still keep a journal because we have been commanded to keep records. When you're gone, it can tell those who are around after you what life was like for you and what the world was like. David James, age 18, Imperial Beach Ward, Chula Vista, California Stake. Your life may not be interesting now, but all the small things add up to help create who you are. Writing things down can help you analyze your thoughts and actions. Being a horrible writer has nothing to do with it. If God wants you to keep a journal, He can help you through the Holy Ghost, if you will ask. Adam Lieberman, age 14, Buffalo Grove First Ward, Buffalo Grove, Illinois Stake. I had the same problem. Nothing interesting ever seemed to happen to me. Then I was challenged by my young women leader to keep a journal. She gave us a jar of questions to answer whenever we couldn't think of anything to write. Slowly I found that my life was interesting. Now I write in my journal constantly. I look back and read my old journals, and I'm fascinated at how much I have grown. Katie Grover, age 18, Chula Vista, 3rd Ward, Chula Vista, California Stake. Sidebar. Get a notebook, my young folks, a journal that will last through all time, and maybe the angels may quote from it for eternity. Begin today and write in it your goings and comings, your deepest thoughts, your achievements and your failures, your associations and your triumphs, your impressions and your testimonies. President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 through 1985, from the New Era, October 1975, page 5. End of sidebar. What do you think? Send us your answer to the question below, along with your name, age, and names of your ward and stake. Please include a snapshot of yourself that is 1.5 by 2 inches, 4 by 5 centimeters or larger, to Q&A, New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Please respond by the 1st of November, 2003. Question. After a spiritual experience, the feeling fades so soon, I begin to wonder if what I felt was real. How can I be sure that feeling came from the Spirit? End of Q&A, questions and answers.